Hello and welcome to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly radio show where we interview independent musicians to get their perspective on their music, their history, and the world around their art. On this show, your host Garrison Reed sits down with Adam Stevens and Tyson Vogel of Two Gallants. The band discusses joining Saddle Creek, making a sophomore record, the throes in hindsight, and going analog.
It's just like a lot more real and sort of reflective, more of like what we do, which was like one of our first demos were just like a little tape player in the middle of the room. Mm-hmm. So
the San Francisco two-piece battled out an amazing nine-track record released May 2004. Their style of narrative songwriting, coupled with ruckus from drums and guitar, gets them comparisons to many legendary bluesmakers. Here is a snippet of My Madonna from their debut record, The Throes. Sophomore release, What the Toll Tells, will be released in February 2006 on Omaha's Saddle Creek Records.
The band recently signed with Saddle Creek. How did that come about?
It started probably the first time we passed through Omaha. It's kind of a long process, but Omaha's a pretty small town, you know, so I think word kind of travels pretty fast around there. And we went through a couple times, and people at the label heard that we were okay, I guess, but it all kind of came together in South by Southwest.
This last year?
Yeah. I mean, that was when we met Rob and folks.
I hear that it works kind of like a round table, like the Faint and Bright Eye, they all sit and kind of say, listen to demos or whatever and say, is this something we want to add? Is that kind of how you've heard it, or is it democracy like that?
That's what we've been told. I mean, I don't know, yeah, I mean, like in the sort of, the idea of a round table being that they all live all over the place now, but that, like, been told that, like, everyone on the label has a say, or, like, is included in the idea of, like, when someone else is being brought in,
yeah,
they get to, like, put their two cents in about it. So it's not just, like, there's one person who runs the label.
Suit, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that something that kind of interests you all when you're looking for labels?
I think it's kind of unheard of for the most part, you know? I mean, I don't think anyone else does that. Yeah. And knowing that they do that, I think makes it a lot more appealing, I mean, a lot more comfortable a place to be. Because, I mean, we've only been with them for a few months, and we've already been notified and kind of asked what our opinion was about another band they were interested in.
Wow.
And that's, I mean, that was before we had even met anyone else at the label besides Rob, like the main, yeah, one of the main dude there, and so it's pretty amazing.
The new record has a release date in January of next year. How will this new record compare to The Throes?
It'll definitely be different than The Throes, but I don't think really in the sense that, I mean, we're not bringing a bassist or like a keyboard player or anything, mm-hmm, like that, and so it's still Adam and I, and we had some friends come in and play some other instruments on the record, but like down to the songs and the themes, I think it's just a little bit more of, I think we've grown a lot since The Throes, and
yeah,
it's hopefully, as I see it, and I think Adam sees it too, just a little bit more of a more mature than, yeah, The Throes.
Was producer Jeff Saltzman involved on this record too?
No. Not at all.
Who produced for this record?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you define it, but the word, you know, but we worked with Scott Salter,
okay,
at Tiny Telephone in San Francisco, and it's kind of somewhat of a co-production sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. The new record, like you were saying, Tiny Telephones, was recorded entirely in analog, whereas The Throes was digitally recorded. What led to the band going to analog?
Well, I think it just, like, the idea of that analog is much more, I mean, it's more organic, it's a lot more real, I think. And we've always had kind of a problem with the throws and the way it sounds a little bit. And I think the idea of trying out analog was not only for like the physical sound of tape, mm-hmm. but also just the process of like recording in that way instead of, you know, using computers. And it's just like a lot more real and sort of reflective, more of like what we do, which was like one of our first demos were just like a little tape player in the middle of the room. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it's much more true to form, you know. Yeah. You can't get away with as many tricks.
Yeah, definitely. Over the last 3 years, how has the live performance changed?
I think it's just gotten louder and faster. It's definitely gotten louder. I mean, we've both gotten more equipment and played. I mean, I used to play, when we first started, I played acoustic guitar. And Tyson just played like a little trap set. And we've just like slowly been adding more and more things. And now I play electric through two amps, and it can get kind of loud sometimes. And Tyson is like two floor toms and bigger kick drum. Everything's just kind of advanced and, or just grown in, you know. I'm not sure if it's a good thing or not, but it's kind of just been the evolution of things.
Yeah.
And things definitely sped up a lot as far as the songs that the more we get to know songs, we kind of intend to speed them up unintentionally a lot. And mm-hmm. so what we kind of come to a point where we need to like kind of reevaluate where we're at with them, and sometimes we bring it back down or we just keep on speeding it up depending. But it's pretty blatant to me that things have changed in that.
And the new record reflects that?
Actually,
no. I mean, the thing about a record is we wouldn't really play a show with all the songs on the record, because there's a lot of mellow, really long songs on the record.
Yeah.
Not mellow, but just kind of darker, a little bit slower paced. And then there's like a lot of really fast and loud songs, and these days we tend to play a lot more fast and loud songs and less quiet, brooding songs.
And I kind of think that also if the record reflects any of like the progression, it's more of like within like the songs themselves and also just the playing.
Yeah.
I think that there's been a progression in like how we each approach our instruments, and what we do is different now than what it used to be.
So more of experimental, or is it more technical, or just different?
I don't know. It's just kind of different.
I mean, you said just now that the new songs might be longer than the throws. What else can be expected?
Well, I think we're both definitely more comfortable with the sound that we each got for our individual instruments. You know, we had a little more time to develop like a proper studio sound. Whereas in the throws, everything was pretty much rushed on our first record.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything. We didn't have time to develop things further. And
a lot of watch checking?
Like, yeah.
Pretty much.
You know, unfortunately.
How long did were you all in the studio for this record?
Like 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Whereas the throws was a couple days?
Throws was a week. And then mixing was like 2 days.
Yeah.
So it was, I don't know, it was pretty, the whole thing was kind of unpleasant.
Really?
But whatever, I don't want to get into that.
Stole his heart from him. She was married to a rich man with a house on the hill. Jesse had to see her still. In the shadows of night, he came around and he cut the bastard down. What broke his heart and left the blue not alone. Sweet Lorena just packed up and gone. And the police walked up, shot my friend down. Said, boys, I gotta die today. Crap shooters and spets. Hear the words you want to say. Guess I ought to know exactly how's I wanna go. How you wanna go, old Jesse? Eight crap shooters to be my pallbearers. Let them all be bailed down in black. I want nine men going to...
The band's name is a literary reference. How much of the music is inspired by other writing?
I don't know, my take is kind of anything is everything. I mean, unless you're completely blind to anything else that's ever been written before, then everything's going to be inspired from something. I don't know, that's kind of my somewhat naive approach toward or belief. I don't know if it's naive or not, but I think everything's extremely influenced. Like even your individual imagination is like very strongly influenced by what other all the intake you've already had from other things you've read. So, but I mean there aren't a lot of like direct references or anything like that.
Yeah,
as far as I know.
And it's really hard to divide what you've ingested throughout your life from what you want to put out as an artist, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can. I just don't think any of us are like really that in touch with our subconscious to know like really what's coming through and what's not. You know, we just when you have something to say, you just say it, and you know, in retrospect, you can kind of maybe piece together where it came from and what happened and why you said it, but. Like the cause of it all was, it's kind of hard to figure out, you know what I mean? I don't know.
And here's part of Las Cruces Jail, the first track off What the Toll Tells, the 2006 Two Gallants Saddle Creek release. Thanks for listening to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly podcast where we interview independent musicians. More information about our guests today, Two Gallants, can be found on their website, twogallants.com. Music samples on the show are from their 2004 record, The Throes. For more information on their upcoming release, visit saddlecreekrecords.com. For more information, including a transcription of this interview, please visit IndieInterviews.com. For feedback on this podcast and the materials used in this production, send your thoughts to IndieInterviews@gmail.com. Thanks again. See you next week. And Delavina at my side. Two silhouettes against the sun. Well, I spent last night in Las Cruces jail, raining hail.